On Mahasivaratri, the Saivites all over the world are worshipping Lord Shiva. It's the one day of the year where Saivites come forward to worship Lord Shiva. There are very few rules for worship. One is that you give your whole heart and soul to Shiva. If you don't know how to do that, another rule is you enter the temple or Shiva sanctum, or attend a ceremony out of doors in humility and awe. And then the magic will happen. Lord Shiva will take your heart and take your soul and realize himself in you. Beautiful Saivasiddhanta philosophy, you take one step to Shiva, Shiva takes 9 steps to you. If you come to Shiva on this night and you're confused, you're unhappy, you're sad, everything has gone the opposite direction than what you expected throughout the year. The energy of the unhappiness, the energy of the sadness, is a pure energy coming from Shiva. And the magic that you can make within yourself is to realize yourself as energy, rather than being the confusion, being the unhappiness, and holding many regrets. The electricity flowing through the cord into the television set, lighting the light. Many pictures can come on the screen, good pictures, bad pictures, happy pictures, unhappy pictures. Doesn't affect the light, nor does it affect the energy making the light. One of the gifts Lord Shiva freely gives to every one of his devotees is a new identity. When Shiva realizes himself in you, you have a new identity. You see yourself as pure energy coming from Shiva, as the light of the mind is coming from Shiva. When Shiva realizes himself in you, you can sit quietly without thoughts entering your mind and feel the presence of Shiva within you as absolute peace. The entire universe is held together by a plasma. The entire universe is held together by prana. That prana is emanating out of Shiva. That plasma is emanating out of Shiva every minute of every hour of every day. Your new identity is you are a perfect, beautiful soul made of quantums of pure energy and light. Once you accept your new identity, you will realize that your soul body, Anandamaya Kosha, lives in the astral body. And the astral body is the mover of the physical body. Once you realize yourself as a pure, untarnished soul, you will realize that you have a tool, which is called the intellect. You have emotions. You have feelings. Because the mind is very complex, so are the emotions, so are the feelings, your personal magic is to realize daily that you're a soul. Keep ever reminded of your true identity. People will tell you you have a name. People refer to you as a physical body. And people will tell you you have responsibility. All that may be true, but that's not the real you.